From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Howdy, Phoenix. It's Billy with Gay PHX. What a weekend we had. We had such a blast at Bear Bingo with Bears of the West, and the boys from Roro Dogs were there too. We always love seeing those guys. They're doing some amazing things with their hot dogs. You can find them at Roosevelt Row, so check them out and support local businesses. Also, Grit pop-up parties are back, and if you haven't grabbed your tickets yet, get them now at Grit AZ before they're sold out for next week. You don't want to miss it. And speaking of our community, I want to keep hammering this home because it matters. The Nexstar Tenga merger, the FCC approved, the $6.2 billion, 265 stations, and 80% of American households. And that includes KPNX, Channel 12, right here in Phoenix. They are now a part of that machine. When your local news is owned by a corporation in Texas, guess whose stories get told? Not ours. That is exactly why Gay PHX exists, because local ownership means local voices actually get heard. And that's why we're honored to be working with Lookout News with their weekly updates, keeping us informed and connected to what's happening in our community. We also want to give a shout out to Ion AZ, another locally owned media outlet serving our community. We appreciate everything that Jack and his team do there every month with their print work. Support local news. It matters. GPHX is Arizona owned, Arizona operated, and Phoenix focused. Nobody's telling us what stories to cover or who to leave out. This is your platform, built for our community.
Today on the show, we've got two voices that prove exactly why local matters. First up, Ring with Ring Transport. We're talking about what it means to build a business that actually serves our community with dignity, respect, and reliability. When the big rideshare apps treat drivers like disposable and passengers like cargo, Ring is doing something different, and we're here for it. Then CCTV from Sunday Service Drag Brunch joins us. And if you haven't been to Sunday Service yet, we're about to fix that. CC's going to tell us how the biggest, boldest brunch in Phoenix came to be, what makes Sundays at Stacy's Hit different, and why drag and community go together like mimosas and, well, more mimosas. And here's something you don't want to miss. Mark your calendars for March 29th because Sunday Service Drag Brunch welcomes the one and only Silky Nutmeg Ganache. We have our tickets in hand and we can't wait to see you there. Get yours before they sell out at stacysatmelrose.com. Before we jump in, a quick reminder, Gay PHX streams 24/7. Find us on TuneIn, Radio Garden, Radio.net, and MyTuner. We're always on, always here, always ready to be a part of your day. Brian's coming up next with your Hot 3 events, the can't-miss happenings around the Valley this weekend, and you're in the right place. Let's get to it.
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, if you're not already circling your calendar, hydrating like a responsible adult, or at least pretending to, and figuring out which outfit says approachable but dangerous, don't worry, Daddy's got you, because this week, ooh, this week is stacked. From bears on the move to full-on festival energy to a comedy night that might leave you laughing and slightly dehydrated, this is your official permission slip to get out, get social, and get just a little bit into trouble. This is Brian's Hot 3, your desert-tested, community-approved guide to where you need to be Monday, March 23rd through Sunday, March 29th, 2026. Let's get into it. Hot pick number one, Bear Encounters at the Royal Kitchen and Cocktails. Friday, March 27th, 7 to 11. It's a new den, same growl, and baby, it's upgraded. Bear Encounters is stepping into a brand new space and Kitchen Royale Plus Cocktails is bringing the kind of glow-up that deserves your full attention. We're talking live DJs, bass you can feel in your chest, and a dance floor that's about to get very friendly. This is where the bears, the admirers, and everyone in between come together to mix, mingle, and maybe accidentally make eye contact that turns into a whole situation. And now, you've got a full kitchen. Crafted cocktails and drink specials keep you fueled all night long. No cover, no excuses, just show up and show out, and let the night take care of the rest. Hot pick number two, Rainbow Festival 2026 at Heritage Square Park. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th through the 29th at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is not just an event, this is a Phoenix showing up for itself. Rainbow Festival is back and it's bringing a full spectrum with it. Produced by Phoenix Pride, this two-day celebration is all about unity, visibility, and community, and yes, that includes you. You've got local vendors, artisans, live performances, community resources, and enough food and drink to keep you wandering from booth to booth all day long. It's family-friendly, it's inclusive, and it's one of those events where you run into everyone you know and at least three people you want to know. Admission is free, which means your only job is to show up. Soak it in, celebrate exactly who we are as community. Hot pick number 3, Make 'em Laugh, grand premiere at the Newtown Saloon, Saturday, March 28th from 9 to 11. All right, you've done the festival, you've walked, you've mingled, you maybe flirted a little too confidently in the daylight. Now it's time to laugh about. Newtown Saloon is bringing the grand premiere of Make 'em Laugh, and this is your chance to end the night with comedy, chaos, and a crowd that's ready to let loose. Featuring Kevin Mayer and Stephen Land, this show is stacked with sharp wit, big laughs, and just enough unpredictability to keep things interesting. And yes, you can win cash and prizes because apparently laughing can pay off. Grab your crew, grab a drink, and settle in. This is how you close out a festival day the right way. Phoenix, this is one of those weeks where everything lines up just right. You've got movement, you've got laughter, you've got community showing up in color, from the dance floor to the streets to the stage, so don't sit this one out. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, reminding you that this week isn't about surviving the calendar, it's about finding joy, connection, kink, care, and community exactly where you belong. For everyone listening who needs a little extra love right now, here, you can come take mine. You are not alone, you matter, and there's a seat for you at every one of these events. Thank you for listening, thank you for sharing the show, and thank you for being part of the community that keeps Phoenix pulsing after dark. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person, with your tax year countdown. If you bought a home or refinanced this year, gather your closing disclosures, mortgage interest statement, and property tax information now. Doing it early saves time and stress during tax season. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, what do you do when the system fails you? When a routine stop turns violent and nobody believes you? One Phoenix entrepreneur took that pain and built something the city has never seen. What happens when survival becomes service? We're going to find out. Please welcome to the rainbow tinted microphone, Ring.
Yay.
Oh, Ring, thank you so very much for doing this today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you. And I was so excited when you reached out to me because, like we were chatting about before, it's just really important to have all these community connections.
So let's start at the beginning. What was the moment that made you decide to create Transportation Ring?
Okay, so Transport Ring got started because I was on my way to an NA meeting at a park, and I stopped at Quick Trip to fill up my water bottle with some vitamin water. And I can't talk about the incident in detail because I am in litigations with Quick Trip currently. But what I can say is that without justifiable reason, the Quick Trip security guard pepper sprayed me for not talking about my disability with him. And in the moment, obviously, that's a very traumatic thing to get assaulted inside of a gas station for no justifiable reason. But like later, as time went on, so that happened in June. And as a couple months passed, I started to reflect back on that moment where I was like, my disability happens to be a paralyzed arm, but let's substitute my disability with somebody who's in a wheelchair. So let's say it's a paralyzed set of legs rather than my arm. And then let's just say I'm not a transgender masculine person, and let's hypothetically say I'm a feminine person in a wheelchair. So same disabled person in Quick Trip with a security guard who is a cisgender white male. would he have actually attacked me like that if I was a feminine person in a wheelchair? And 100% of me says no. So I just realized that being LGBTQ, presenting masculine or androgynous, having a disability, like these are all things that are dangerous in society. I don't feel safe going into a store or a gas station, and that's not okay.
Like, right.
These are normal daily functions. It shouldn't be something where I'm scared to do it. So as I reflected back on the scenario and just how biased the security guard was of me, it made me think about different ways that we could be safe, that I could help other people who are similar to me be safe. And I don't know if you know this, but my other small business is Jam Music. And my slogan for Jam Music is party safe. So my whole jam is being safe and having safe spaces, partying safe. And now I'm doing safe transportation. Because when you get in, let's say like a Lyft or an Uber, you really have no idea who your driver is going to be. You don't know what's going to transpire in the car. You don't know how the conversation's going to go, and you don't know if you're going to be sexually assaulted or attacked. And these are real things that happen on a daily basis in Ubers and Lyfts. So I decided that because I already had a business that started in transportation, that I was going to continue the transportation and the safe space services and expand it to people specifically who are LGBTQ and disabled. What I didn't expect was the amount of mature women who also want to be in a safe vehicle while they travel. So it's already expanding on the concept to just anybody who doesn't feel safe around cisgender white men.
And again, you're playing the lotto when it comes to those driving services that you don't know if you're going to get a safe human, which is a scary thought. So then the alternative we touched on is Waymo, which is no driver. And there's some advantages of that, but they're not. I'll let you speak.
My direct competition is nobody.
Right.
Like literally a robot. So when people don't want to ride with an unknown person, they go with Waymo, which totally makes sense. And that is a logical choice. And I'm not knocking that at all. But when it comes to community, we also need to be supporting small business and community-driven services. So that's where I'm trying to get in a little niche category of Transport Ring is it's local to Phoenix, and I've already established myself as a local business owner and entrepreneur. So this kind of concept I'm trying to go with is being really open and vulnerable on social media and my website so that people know who I am and that how much activity I already am involved with the community so that they feel safe getting in the car with me.
And let's also expand. Waymo can feel safe for certain people. However, Waymo cannot work for a lot of disabled people.
Correct. Correct. There are no accommodations.
It sometimes won't even park in front of you.
Yeah. A Waymo is not going to know to park near the ramp. A Waymo is not going to be able to load your wheelchair for you. A Waymo is not going to be able to ask if you are deaf or blind or just need any sort of accommodation whatsoever. A Waymo is not going to be able to do that.
So how are operations going for you right now?
I am so glad you asked. So for the first 3 months of getting going with this, I really didn't talk about it much. And come January, I started to talk about it more and I ended up having a video go viral. And since that video went viral, it has brought in so many people supporting the concept and idea, and I've been getting booked at least 2 times a week, and I've got 2 recurring customers already who are doing their medical appointments weekly, and I've taken some really wild leftist mature women on some extravagant trips where they talk about all of their feminist activity of their past. And it's been really wonderful. I have felt a really big connect to the community. And so far, it's going really great. And I really love how many people have trusted me to get them around town in a safe manner.
I feel like you should offer an opportunity to turn these into podcast stories if you can get permission or anonymize them.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah.
So,
yeah, like the taxi cab right. confessions or whatever.
Yes. Totally down. Again, if there's great stories and things that people need to share, let us help you work that out. We'll figure out a way so that you can do that mobile.
Yeah.
We would love to help that
happen.
That
would be radical. That would be radical. I took one individual from their gender-affirming surgery back to their home from the East Valley to the West Valley. And it was so great to have this person in my car because it ended up being that their mom's partner was somebody I previously worked with in the entertainment field. And it just like really made me just realize, like, even in this big city of Metro Phoenix, where we have 5 million people, it's still such a small community with the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
Like, we are so small for being such a big city.
And that's why we need more connection and more information out there so that we can find out what's happening locally. So,
definitely. I'm so glad you do this podcast. Like, it's so important that we're connecting.
Oh, thank you very much. What surprised you most since you started?
The amount of support. It's the most heartwarming feeling to know that being the person that I am and how this started with such a traumatic incident, like that it just, the outpour of support. And there's only been like 2 people who are saying negative things. Like, it's been so much support that it's been unbelievably astonishing. And it lets me know that the idea is a good idea. It's a service that's needed and it's a service that's wanted.
What are some like LGBTQ and disabled folks facing with existing transportation options that others don't see?
What do you mean?
For example, we talked about how Waymo, what about as far as like Lyft or Uber, do they take into account disabled folks?
So you can, yes, you can request certain accommodations with Lyft and Uber. Like, you can order a large size vehicle so that you can fold your wheelchair and put it in the back.
That there are some more?
Yes. So you pay more for the bigger vehicle.
Mm.
The thing, and the only thing I can't accommodate is an electric wheelchair or a bariatric chair, but I can put a chair in the back of my vehicle and I don't charge people anything extra just because you're disabled. And I've been disabled for 10 years, so I call it the disability tax when you have to pay extra money for an accommodation.
That's what's very annoying.
Yeah, it's like an unfair charge because I have a specific body setup.
Right.
So, yeah, the whole service is specific to people who are lower income, LGBTQ and disabled. And most people who are disabled are just happen to be on the lower end of the income.
Unfortunately,
there's no extra charges because you're disabled.
Right. So walk me through booking a ride. What does that experience look like?
So you can either text me 602-312-9587. A lot of people like text because it's quick and easy. You can go on the website, transportring.com, and there's a book now button. You can just click that. And I have 2 tiers of price on there. The standard rate is $25 an hour. And then I have, the LGBTQ and disabled rate is $25 an hour. And then the standard rate is $50 an hour. So if somebody wants to pay the full price, that's great because it helps me do the cheaper accommodations for people who can't afford a $50 an hour ride.
Got it. And if I may ask, gas, electric, how do you deal with everything that's happening out there price-wise?
It's at the beginning of a business. I'm just trying to figure it out as I go, honestly. I was not expecting gas prices to skyrocket. I'm driving gasoline vehicles. I have a 2013 Range Rover and I have a 2025 Toyota Tacoma. So neither of those are really gas-friendly vehicles. Mm. But I believe that it's going to work out. And I know it's like really hippy dippy of me, but I just believe that when you're doing a good thing, good things will come of it. And I'm not as concerned about making money as I am about building safety and building trust and building community.
I can understand and relate to that.
Yeah.
Help me understand a little bit more about Jam Music.
Yeah. So my other small business is called Jam Music, and it's basically a historic bread truck that I built into a mobile soundstage. And I built it in 2015, and I opened up that business in 2016. And when it started, I was doing it because so that business also got started from a traumatic incident where I got hit by a car on my motorcycle, and it was a hit and run accident that happened at nighttime. So I'm assuming it was like a drunk driver or something. They had a reason for not stopping. And so I ended up, after that traumatic incident, I ended up opening up this. I started as a party bus service where it was just like, come party, but don't drive your car. We'll do group outings. And I would take 10 or 15 people bar hopping or whatever, just like a party bus, but in a really unique vehicle that I built into a party bus. And in 2020, during COVID, I had to shut down the party bus service. And during that time, everybody was like on social media singing karaoke. And I honestly had no idea that karaoke was even that popular of a thing until 2020. And I got my degree in music, and so music is my whole thing. And I was like, that's what I could do with that party bus, is I can convert it into an outdoor karaoke truck. And so that's what I did in 2020. I just started cutting holes in the walls of the truck and putting speakers pointing outside so that it would be COVID-friendly. And then as soon as I got it set up for karaoke, then I was like, nah, I got to add subwoofers so I could do DJs and bands. And then, like, I just kept building it into this awesome fucking kick-ass sound car. So it's like a music truck now, and I can roll up, and I've got stage lights and DJ lights and floor lights and this incredibly awesome sound system, and I do events as just mobile sound. It's really fucking cool. Yeah, if you want to do something in the parking lot of Newtown or wherever, I can just roll up, and this incredible fucking sound system is self-powered, and it's a really fun experience. It's hard to explain the experience.
So someone who's listening who needs your service or knows someone who does, how do they reach you? Is it just texting or the website or social media?
So social media is Transport Ring on every site, or website is transportring.com, or call me or text me 602-312-9587. It's always me answering the phone. I'm Ring.
And one last question. Someone who's out there who feels unsafe right now or unheard, what do you tell them?
Call me anytime. Seriously, call me anytime. Anybody can call me. You don't even have to book anything. If you need someone to talk to, you can call me.
Oh, that's awesome. Ring, thank you so very much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Another reason we love this community.
Hello, Arizona. I know you are ready for a change. You want to look better, feel better, and live better. I'm Dr. James Wang, and here at WangND.com, I can help you attain those goals quickly and safely. We're talking better body, better mood, better energy, better memory, all under expert medical supervision without the waiting room, because it's all delivered directly to you. From luxury peptides and hormones to lab testing that can all illuminate your life, we're optimizing everything anywhere in Arizona. Now, every new year brings new challenges, but don't go quietly into the dark. You've got more light to shine. Visit WangND.com. That's WANG, N as in new, D as in day.com. And let's start your journey today.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, what happens when church and drag collide? When Sunday service becomes a celebration of glitter, gospel, and community? One Phoenix performer is reimagining what worship looks like one brunch at a time. How do you build a congregation where everyone has a seat at the table? Please welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, CCTV. Howdy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Let's start at the beginning. How did CCTV come to be?
Oh, CCTV was born in October, a couple years ago, while I was doing a DIY fashion show down in Tucson. I had made this line of clothing with my friend, and we walked and modeled on the runway together, and that was the first time that I fully embodied this character of CCTV. I've been performing for about 4 years now in Phoenix. I'm a drag entertainer, host, and event MC. I produce drag shows and LGBTQ nightlife. I came up in more an art scene and doing gallery exhibitions and queer nightlife performances in more alternative art spaces. And so I've taken that and I've ventured all the way into the bars where I am now. And I've been a menace ever since.
Oh, but a good menace. We got to experience some of that last Saturday at the Bunkhouse.
Yes. I was hosting an underwear auction fundraiser last week.
It was a lot of fun working with you. So Sunday service drag brunch, I've been amiss. We have not made it there. We need to. We keep trying, but our Sundays are crazy. Where did the idea come from?
Sunday service was inspired by a host of different ideas. On RuPaul's Drag Race, there was a segment on the season that Silky Nutmeg Ganache was on, and they had done like a televangelist style TV talk show segment. And that crossover between drag and televangelism inspired us to take our own ideas and add them to the mix. We looked to people like Tammy Faye Baker on the TV shows that she had and thought, oh, maybe we can take elements of that and sprinkle in our own. And there are other gospel drag brunches around the country too. And we said, this would be a really fun idea to bring to Phoenix. We don't have anything like it. And so the idea was born about a year and a couple months ago, and we've been going ever since. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Walk me through a typical Sunday. What happens when the doors open?
When the doors open, our guests are greeted by our usher, typically our deacon, Doc Maya, who gives them the lowdown of how the show is going to go. They get seated. Our guests get to order some food from our food vendor, Muff Waffles. And we have them mingling about a little bit before the show starts. And once the show starts, it's Trey and I and our live musician, Pop Ivory. We come out and we begin our show together. And we take our guests on a 2-hour ride of brunch and blasphemy and humor and live music and drag nonsense. A whole lot of fun.
And who's showing up? Who's a part of the congregation?
Oh, we get all types of people. We've had, you know, families show up who recently stepped away from the Mormon church and they are bringing their queer kids to the show. And they're using this as like a family outing to come together and have a fun Sunday together. We get people who are coming on spring break, girls trip, bachelorette parties, birthday parties. We get coworkers coming out, just big groups of people that know each other from work who want to do something fun. We get all types of people. We get people who are actually members of the church. There was the one time we had a guest she's the first female pastor in all of Arizona. She came to our show and she had a great time. It was so cool. I felt like I was talking to a local legend when we were hanging out and chatting up after the show. She was telling us, oh, I'm going to tell my bishop about this. And we were just over the moon.
What's the most unexpected thing that's happened during a service?
Oh my goodness. The most unexpected thing that's happened. That's hard to tell because there's always something that is unexpected every single show. I think part of what we bake into the show is having a confession segment. So I'll tell you about this. Every show we have our guests write out some of their confessions and we read them out. There's always part that we have no idea what these people are going to write. And Trey and I, my co-host, we read them out and that unexpectedness of, oh, okay, we're just confessing to all of these things that we've done. They're our guests that are writing them down and we never know what to expect. And it's just a lot of fun. And we find a lot of humor in that and the unexpected. And so does our crowd. We love hearing confessions that their friends have made. Sometimes people will write down confessions about other people. And then it's a little bit of like reality TV drama going on in the stands. People are like, wait, who was that? Who said that?
All of a sudden it became, who is it?
They're all anonymous.
That's awesome. So part improv, part mystery theater.
A whole lot of audience participation as well.
Awesome. Now, it sounds like you're creating a space for people who've been hurt by a traditional church. What does that mean to them?
Well, to them, I think that everybody has their own path of reconstruction, right? And people will engage with religion in any way that they see fit after they had stepped away from their upbringing. And what we do is we provide something that's a little more on the outrageous side, because for drag queens, it's outrageous. And we poke a little bit of fun at some of the more traditional formats by spoofing a very severe, very quiet opening to the mass. Because if you think about, for example, a Catholic mass, it's very regimented. It's very, very cut and dry. And we take that and we spin it and we inject our own little like unexpectedness into it. It's part of our opening gag. I can't give too much away about it though. But what we do is we take elements of church service and we integrate them into ways that are a lot of fun. We obviously, we do the confessions, we take communion together, we baptize our congregation. So there are parts of what we see happening in mass and in service that we take and we put our own fun little spin on.
So how do you balance between the sacred and the spectacular?
I think there's something to be said about the fact that you can worship in a variety of different ways. And there are real services that go all the way fully into the spectacular. If you think of like mega churches, you've got people flying in on suspended harnesses and you've got,
oh my goodness, I saw this video. Yes. And it was like, this was a full on Cirque du Soleil, I can't even say it, presentation where they're swinging in. I was like, what kind of church is this?
Oh yeah, I wish we could do something like that. But I think that there are different congregations around the world that take spectacle and integrate into their service. And as drag artists, we're all about spectacle. And so we try to bring some of that into our show.
What's been the hardest part about running something like this every week?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a working queen. Sunday service is not the only show that I do. And personally, the most difficult part at times has been doing a show on Saturday night, coming home, getting a couple hours of rest, and then waking up the next morning to do a morning brunch show.
I can't even imagine.
But I love it.
That's half the reason we can't make it to some brunch, just because we're still recovering.
Yeah, if I can do it, then I don't think anybody else has an excuse. We're all out partying on Saturday night, and I wake up and I put on a smile, and I genuinely have so much fun every Sunday, and I look forward to it doing the show.
What's been the most rewarding part?
Well, the most rewarding part is definitely the people. We have, like I said, we've got all types of people coming up to the show. People who are celebrating birthdays, people who are celebrating bachelorette parties. But then there's a small group of people that are actually on a reconstruction journey, and they come from very like rigid and oppressive upbringings. And having being pulled aside from time to time by people who are like, wow, this was so much fun and nothing like any of the church that I had experienced growing up. I actually had laughter. I had joy, and being pulled aside by these people and saying, this was hilarious. I had so much fun. It's such a rewarding thing to be told, because that's what we seek to do, is we seek to spread joy. We seek to bring people together. All the aspects of a church service that are positive, that are singing together, clapping our hands together, having fun, spreading joy, singing praise, all the good parts, and having people come up to us and say, wow, this was something that I very much enjoyed, very unlike anything that I had ever experienced. I think that's been such a rewarding thing.
To someone who's listening right now that's curious but scared, what would you tell them?
We're drag queens. We don't bite.
I And you have a special guest coming soon, correct?
Yes, we do. We're very excited to announce our first huge, big-time name. We've got the Reverend Dr. Silky Nutmeg Ganache, all the way from RuPaul's Drag Race, coming to our show on March 29th.
Awesome. And for folks who want to experience this, where do they get the tickets?
You can go online to stacys@melrose.com and find our event and purchase the ticket right on the website. You can also visit us online at sundaysareadrag.com.
And how can people find you on socials?
You can find me on Instagram at IamCCTV, my co-host at Pray the Troy Away, our musician at Pup Ivory Plays, and you can also follow the show on Instagram at Sunday Service Drag.
Excellent. And what's your message to Phoenix's LGBTQ community today?
Go out, make the world a better place. It's not that hard.
Awesome. Cece, thank you so very much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about anal pap exams. Let's talk anal cancer. Early detection saves lives. Anal pap smears are a simple screening tool that can find abnormal cells before they become cancer. Gay men and trans women are at a higher risk for anal cancer, especially people living with HIV. HIV can make it harder for the body to clear HPV, the virus that causes most anal cancers, which means regular screening is even that much more important for many of us. An anal pap smear is quick, usually painless, especially if you relax, and can be life-saving. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether an anal cancer screening is right for you. Taking care of your sexual health is an act of self-respect and self-love.
Pride lives here.
Before we wrap things up, we want to take a moment and say thank you. And we really mean it. Huge thanks to Ring for sitting down with us and sharing what it actually takes to build a business that treats people like human beings and not transactions. And to CCTV, thank you for bringing the energy, the story, and the reminder that Sunday mornings in this town can be something truly special. And if you haven't grabbed your tickets for March 29th yet, Silky Nutmeg Ganache at Sunday Service Drag Brunch, what are you waiting for? Head over to stacys@melrose.com and get in before they sell out. We want to see you there. And if you're listening right now, thank you. Thank you for making it to the end. Thank you for sharing these episodes. Thank you for caring about local voices when it's so much easier to tune out. Every time you tell a friend about Gay PHX, every time you show up at a local business that we talk about, every time you engage with this community, you prove why this matters. For tickets, events, interviews, and everything we're building together, GayPHX.com is your home base. Check it out. We don't have a billion-dollar merger. We don't have 265 stations, but we do have you. And honestly, we'd pick that every single time. I'm Billy. We'll see you next Tuesday and every day on the stream at GayPHX.com. If you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.